Hello and welcome to NewsHour live from the BBC World Service with me, Rebecca Kesby. Coming up, fears for the future of the fungus known as the Himalayan Viagra. So what does it taste like?
Caterpillar fungus is prized as an all-round tonic that helps your general health and vitality. Cooked normally in a slow-simmered soup with perhaps a whole duck, a whole chicken or some pork to extract all the wonderful medicinal essence of the fungus. But the fungus itself doesn't really have any taste. It's just a woody, fibrous thing that looks like a caterpillar with a stalk.
Sounds lovely. More on caterpillar fungus shortly. Now, one of the world's most valuable and possibly weirdest fungi could be at risk from climate change. Caterpillar fungus is found in the Himalayas and it's almost worth its weight in gold on the Chinese markets, where it's used in various medicines. But there are concerns now that it's a diminishing resource. Daniel Winkler is a mushroom expert in Seattle who organises tours for fellow fungus enthusiasts around the Himalayan region, and he told me more.
From our Western perspective, this is a pretty strange thing. So there's a fungus that takes over insects and then feeds on these insects and controls them. Interestingly, these insect parasitized and fungi have a long history in East Asian medicine.
What are they thought to help with health-wise?
Well, the media likes to focus on the aphrodisiac qualities and they like to call it a Himalayan Viagra, but
I wonder
why. Doesn't do justice.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, what else does it do?
Many people who can afford it buy Yartsa gumbu, as the Tibetans know, the caterpillar fungus. They perceive it as a substance that really helps all over health and stimulates the system. The spectrum of what is claimed is so wide that it doesn't really fit in our Western ideas, you know, where we have pharmaceuticals who want to have one substance and that does one action. And here, Cordyceps has all these reputations being good for kidney and liver and lung and especially the immune system. And also there's some research has shown that cordycepin, one of the active ingredients, actually stops cancer cell reproduction.
Okay, so people then are prepared to pay quite a lot for this. So it must have been quite lucrative then for the communities in the Himalayas that have been producing it.
Absolutely. I mean, the communities in the Himalayas and the Tibetan Plateau, it's their main source of income in areas where it is found, and people focus economically on that activity. And in many rural areas where people were just living on a subsistence model a few decades ago, still, there's cash everywhere now.
So now people are saying that the seasonal harvest has been down. Lots of people are saying that could be climate change. Is there any chance it may be over-harvesting?
Well, I'd say there's three main factors. Climate change can be a factor, but it's, of course, the hardest to document. Second factor is that there's just so many more people collecting that, of course, there's much less for the individual collector. For example, people have told me that 40 years ago, they would find 500 a day of these tiny fungi that are really hard to spot. And now people go out and in some areas, they're happy to find 5 or 10 of them. But of course, where there was lonesome collectors 30 years ago, now people camp up in high altitude and the communities relocate there. So the collection pressure is gone up incredibly. And to factor in climate change is a real challenge.
And that was Daniel Winkler there, fungus enthusiast from mushrooming.com. Stay tuned, still lots more to come from NewsHour.